Start of interview with Basil Silva on the 4th of September, 1968.
Ngalamahasa ba kayo?
No,
no, no. Because
I can help you to get here. Okay. Exactly what you really want.
Well, yes. For instance, Hemapala Munidas, did you know him at all?
No, I don't know him. I have read of him. You are a writer, no?
In fact,
nationalist. Man who helped SWR being the Singhala Mahasabha.
Oh, yes, that's definite, is it?
Yes.
He was in there.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And he was really the man who edited the Singhala Mahasabha paper.
What about any sort of descendants, you know, if you can contact...
Well, descendants are in Velimada.
In Velimada?
They are my friends.
Well,
you know the family.
Yeah, I know the family.
That's what we want to know. We don't... That's why I told
you, I'm not... Well, if you want to, if you come with me to Velimada...
You will introduce him to the family?
Yes. I'll show him the house. In which he lived on.
Is that his home? Or his father also was from there?
Yes, yes. They are from Velimada.
So then they are sort of maybe Rajaratna...
Hey, you are there. Michael, I must tell you, LSSP, TP, MEP, JEP.
No, no MEP, no MEP.
I'm sorry. Then LSSP, TP?
No CP also.
LSSP and JEP. Anyway, you have just one thing.
What's his name, if I may ask? His son's name?
Sons, I don't know. I know his... I know his cousin. One chap is Vijay Dasa. He's a school teacher. You'd like to go and meet them?
I don't mind doing that, you know.
Are you free next week?
Yeah, wait.
I'm going.
How will you be going?
I'll be going by train. I'm starting off on the 7th night or 8th morning.
Huh? I'll have to think about that. Because...
You're the descendant also?
Not really. I was more interested in the father. What would his Hemapala Munidas father have?
He was a peasant.
Land owning or just a cultivator?
He called... Middle peasant.
Then where would his education have been, Munidas?
I can't tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. In fact, I have been telling those people to get the cultural ministry to preserve that house in which he lived. Is it? As a museum.
Do you ask him that before?
Huh? Yes.
Right.
He was a fearless fighter, no? Fearless fighter, right? Right. During the nationalist movement.
When you were
going to
the
NSFC,
you were
going to
the
NSFC? He was.
He was? He was going to... What sort of dress did he wear?
National dress.
Mm-hmm. What about Jayanta Veerasekara? Did he get involved in any political activity?
Yes, but I'm not sure about him.
What about a chap called P.P. Vikramara, brother of the Ayurvedic teacher?
Yes.
Do you know him?
Yes. I don't know him, but I can get you people who know him.
Mm-hmm. Was he sort of involved either in the LSSP or the Singhala Mahasabha?
Singhala Mahasabha.
Singhala Mahasabha.
Not the LSSP. They are, I think. They are more nationalist than socialist.
You know, all the people of the LSSP.
Yes.
Now, Vikram Arachi, was he Sinhalese speaking and all both Sinhalese and English speaking?
I think Sinhalese speaking, nothing. I don't think so. I don't think he was English.
Occupation?
Just a prepared plant.
Then fairly well to do, I suppose.
Yes, fairly well to do.
I raised his mention his name because he was involved in the 1920s in the literary revival I think actually it was Mother Sekhar who mentioned his name first. And so this shows a sort of connection between the 1920s and the...
But he is not a literary man.
Not a literary man.
There are no literary works by him.
Munidas is very...
He may have come for some of those meetings, that's all.
No. Munidas is a number of literary works.
And I haven't got it down here, but I think he was also in the temperance movement.
Yes, temperance movement. He was a temperance person.
What about G.H. Pereira, also known as Baroness Gamma?
Poet.
Now, would he have moved in circles which included Bandaranaike and Munidas?
Definitely. Yes, they are contemporaries.
Mm-hmm. Was he interested in political activity?
Right, he was. Left politics also.
Left politics? Not the Mahasabha, Singhala Mahasabha.
Singhala Mahasabha and left politics, both. Combined both. He helped the LSSP also.
In what way?
Addressing meetings, even election campaigns.
Now this was
in 1947, when the posters are put up to say must save Buddhism from the flames of Marxism, G.H. Pereira was the only writer who appeared on the platform of the LSSP. LSSP all
member. Was he in LSSP even before the war?
He was not in the LSSP, but he associated with the LSSP.
Mm-hmm. A kind of fellow traveler.
Fellow traveler. And he was frozen because all his writings are against this capitalist system and so on. Mm-hmm. His poems, his writing. Very, very simple man.
Dress?
Dress was a national costume, simple. Mm-hmm. Man who thought in Sinhala and spoke and wrote in Sinhala.
Did he have any competency in English?
No.
Home area?
Burlesque. His son is a physician in the lake house. Lake house.
His son? Lake house,
yes.
What is it? You know
him? Yes, sir. I think. You like to meet him?
What career is it?
Nimala Siri career.
Huh?
Vimala Siri, Vimala Siri.
I can interpret it. But if you meet him this day, I am interested in his father. You know, I get so many names that the business of this was to meet people and to make an appointment is quite a process, you know.
If you like, I will make an appointment with him so that we can go and see him at home one day.
Yes, can I, when I next come to Colombo,
yes.
Ring you?
Yes.
Because I have an appointment tomorrow morning and I'm cutting the 4 o'clock.
So,
interesting
meeting there. Closing of all these
leaders,
is it? More or less.
More or less, you know, it fills in your background.
Perhaps you might be able to get certain writings by G.S. Pereira from him.
That's right.
Of political nature. Writings which will throw light into the
attitude and,
and so on, the various aspects of
that.
I do that
sometimes. Various aspects of the moment, he wants to know about temporal moment as to who and so on.
Sometimes I pick up quite a lot by meeting him. What social background would he have come from?
From a very poor family. He lived a poor man or very poor.
Occupation?
Teacher.
Right?
Teacher.
Teacher. Where?
Taught in court state. And Purlesh Ramo.
Not Christian college court.
No, no. Anand Church. Anand Sastali. Buddhist.
Anand Sastali. He, I think, may have been a temperance man too, for all you know.
Yes. Yes, he was. They were all temperance men. These were people who really raised down Banda. Same Palan here.
They fit
too. Totally.
Oh,
yes. Because temperance movement, people who started it, just gave up and they came to a certain position, no?
Mm-hmm.
They reached the objective. So some, as it is today, with some people who clamor for Sinhala. It's not that they love Sinhala. It is a lot of media through which they want to get to a certain objective. Similarly, I mean, when they get to that objective, they drop it. Forget about it. And they sometimes become betrayed also on the cause of Sinhala. Similarly, the people who espouse the cause of temperance movement did so not with any pure singular objective, but for throwing out of power those people who are living by the distilling of harass.
So you think it's a G attack on the case?
It's not so much of a caste attack, it's a political one, I think. Vested interest. See, they were at that time really the money bags.
And they may have been buying land, and that may have annoyed people.
Yes, yes. Not only that, political power. They were the people who were wielding power, no? Whole of Colombo was in their hand, municipality was in their hand.
Huh?
Yes. Recently, you know, all the distillery, Karavi community was controlling the whole of Colombo. Mayors were all kings.
Is this correct? Someone told me that a high proportion of the working class in Colombo is Karava.
Okay. It's all mixed.
It's bound to be mixed, but...
High proportion.
Yeah. It's fairly logical because they are Morotu Nigambo area is, you know, supplied, some others must have supplied, you know, historically.
It may have been true up to a certain period.
Mm-hmm.
May not be so now.
No.
Of the union,
for which you are familiar, mm-hmm. You can't be certain, you can only have
impression. Yeah. During the heyday of Karal community, and subsequently also they may have been supported now, particularly in the municipality.
Yes, huh?
And also in the harbour.
Ah.
Well, they were having their... Sitting agencies in Hobart, milk, even Tarivinal and salt.
Yeah, but the Vahumpara was a quite strong there, aren't they?
Harbour?
Matthews, Bastion, Matthews were involved with the harbour for some time, and then I think one section from the harbour also comes from the Vahumpara villages in
Rampa.
Right, off Colombo.
Kurasa.
Correct.
That's not a numerical strong.
Not a numerical strong.
I think the secret is still that.
The harbour and dock was achieved.
Good lord, then he...
That's why he said, if he cautious on that subject. Otherwise he was speaking freely. Yeah, he is
helping. I think secret is still that community is fairly well represented in the harbour even today. Hello?
Anyway, coming back to these names, what about Dineti Buddhadasa? He may not have been alive in your time.
I don't know.
He is a Dharmapala man. I know he was alive in 1920.
Buddhadasa.
Adopted name. From Pinwatra, Pandu. I think. He wore Dharmapala dress
costume.
And there's another chap like him called Brahmachari.
Malifinga?
No. D R D D E Vikram Surya.
Did not sign very much, huh?
No,
I don't think.
No.
I have not come across.
No,
yeah. Ah, that's interesting because it's, you would have been aware of the
political
sensitivity. They may have died before your time or they may have gone to India to Mahabodhi Society.
Yeah. Died as recluses.
Huh? What about V.K. Jayawardene? Navajivana man. Spinning.
Gandhi is of Olympia.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right. He's with Olympia.
Oh,
okay. Pantolo is in jail.
Yes. That's the
one. H.P.
Now, what sort of stuff was V.K. himself?
No, he was a nationalist at that time. Called Gandhi, because he was following the Gandhian sect. They're known as Gandhi.
What form of dress did he wear?
Nakano.
Competent in English?
I can't tell you that.
Who were his associates?
So it's WRD. WRD, Balmuridasa. C.H. Kerala. On the third, they were the contemporaries.
Occupation?
He had a printing press called the Navajivana. And I think some hand looms.
So,
not a well to do man, just eating out an existence.
Not well to do, that's interesting. And since you use the plural, there must have been several times then.
Yeah.
That's another lead. Where is this H.T.'s brother then?
His brother, I think he's in Vallampitiya.
Say that, yeah? What? You wouldn't know his initials. Actually, I can get an H.T. if I move through off of your channel.
Why do you think?
Why do you think?
Nothing, yes.
Like a check. Well, isn't that a
Catholic area? No. Who will
say it?
Follow now? I'll get you the brother's address also.
If I know.
No.
No, I don't.
Oh, you know the prophet?
Yeah.
Because, you know, he... next in my list is Priyadasa Sirisena. Did you know him?
No.
No contact at all?
No.
He didn't have any interest at all in socialist side of politics?
No, nothing at least.
So did you
come to blow him? No, he was a school boy then, no?
Uh-huh.
He was there.
He didn't really take him from school.
When was that?
39.
And where? In Colombo itself or?
Forte.
Forte. Anandasastra?
Christian College.
Christian College. Mm-hmm.
If you had Anandasastra, you wouldn't have joined the
LHSP. Why?
You'd have joined the
LHSP. Most of the fellows
who
joined the
LHSP
came from different schools.
Yeah.
It's a serious thing,
yeah.
I said, that's a thought that struck me. I know about the, what I would call the non-Goigama fringe of radicalism in Ceylon, but I hadn't thought about...
But then, I joined the LSST. Huh? I joined the LSST. Really, at the risk of quoting this pressure from my teachers also.
That's why you joined it.
Because
the teachers against it.
Against it, yes. And I stopped going
to
stress also.
Oh, you were a Christian?
Yes.
How old?
No, you see.
How old would you have been then?
So much so, I was not allowed to take out my exam in school or I can make my matriculation privately. So they said to me, they said, see the class master said, you know, I can't determine the key from top. Class master is there at that time. If he doesn't recommend, huh? Okay. I can't take one cent off a big jar.
I'm sure if you're not in the Shastra, they would have joined the...
Singhalamantra. No, there were people from Anasatana, Dhammadara boys.
Arupa, Soma Vikram.
Okay, Soma Vikram. And they were from Shastra, and you were working together.
What made you join the LSST? That's quite interesting. What were the sort of books and the formative instances which oriented your thinking towards socialism?
Surya Mal movement. That was a big movement.
Yeah.
Any
instance against the populace?
Any individuals who influenced the thinking?
Some of the school teachers. He was also someone called a Kerala man.
From Kerala?
Yes, from Kerala. He was radical in his thinking.
What was his name?
Vakti.
Vakti.
in the whole one discovery thing. Doing all the right thing. Against the copy.
What is the name of
it? Victor.
Also at Christian College course?
Yes.
Teacher. What's the background?
Maybe he's a son of a party.
That could explain it.
Huh? Yeah.
Rebellion against
Son of a party.
Oh,
son of a catechist. And grand son of a party. And Navy of Padre also, who died recently.
Who was it? Your father?
Grandfather? Grandfather was W. D. Conant, Reverend. The man who died recently, you're a Christian.
And you're non-practice.
Anglican. Loving Conant, who died recently,
yeah.
Or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
My uncle.
Oh, I see.
You see, just because they didn't want to put my name as a nephew, they cut off and all over it.
Ah, it's a death notice.
They...
That's because they didn't want the name
exactly to go there.
So I can ask you a lot of questions.
Thank you.
So I'm very interested.
But can you pay too much emphasis
on it? Yeah, I'm asking. Are you
there were Buddhist families too.
There were Buddhist families.
There were Buddhist families. I don't know the series. There were
Buddhist families.
Why? Colvin?
Colvin. Philip.
Robert.
Yeah, that's one thing.
Yeah.
Let's leave out the real Philip's
family. Yeah. Yeah. That is from the rest, yeah.
Let's leave out some of my family.
Ah, my father. Let's go to the family first.
Oh, they want
me to become a Christian,
can
you do it? Yeah, well, that's always said, no, I am the man who dared
you from the I wanted to ask you that day also, this movement broke into two, one when Singhalam Master, one when Perlesen. In the 30s, or late 30s, I don't know if it is correct. Then they merged again, no? Into the lower limb of the LSSP, like these camps. Got, gave up their trousers. Now when I knew him, he was trousers. Gave up the trousers, got into class, cloth, went back to establish Adi Bhakti.
Yes, that's right.
No. I want to know, I don't know the reason, do you? Are you doing that kind of thing?
I'm interested in it. In fact, I haven't brought some names up because they were later period. But now take Somavira Chandrasekhar. He was in LSSP in the pre-war era.
Yeah.
In your time.
Yeah.
Did you know him?
Yeah.
Did he wear trousers?
No, he only wore a jumper.
There's him. Then when the split came in 45, which party were we doing?
The Nemen Philip.
The Nemen Philip. So we were jumping?
Also with
him. Also with you. Then when the merger came in 50?
I was with Philip.
You went with Philip, that's we are with Philip. Hands together. Then what about Somavira Chandrasekhar?
Somavira Chandrasekhar. He went to Chennai.
There are two others I was interested in. There should be more here. What about Bodhisattva Vaidyasekhar? He was in electricity.
Yeah.
He was?
He was.
Now what type of background is he from?
Rural temple.
Home India?
Oh, yeah, I don't know where it is.
Singhal educated or?
Singhal educated. I don't know English.
There's no English. Dress?
National Park.
Then the second chapter is Chandrasekhar Manu.
Yeah.
Was he of any other chapter?
Oh, yes, he was any
other
chapter.
Where?
Assam.
Mashma. Background?
It's talking, taking low middle class.
Urban or rural?
Rural.
You don't happen to know the village, you can.
So he is also from Perlesen. Closing it closely with the
see. And
that's not possible.
English?
No, English. As master, he used to say, I used to say, the only man, one of the few people, who used to think in Peter and like him.
Then no, both these two, did they stay with Philip and NM or go with the BLP? Bodhipala and Chandra.
Bodhipala and Chandra. Bodhipala in 45 was with Philip and NM. In 50, Chandra Tamasinga was followed in it and my colleague. Bodhipala was with Philip. But then it came 50, I think Bodhipala had to get out of the movement also. He was exiled.
No,
as a result of that.
He was with you in the 50s?
In the 50s.
Philip.
Really, before that split took place, he was expelled. Just a few months before that, he was expelled because of the revelations that were made in the... You know about it?
You know?
In the election petition against J.R. Devardhan?
No, no, what year is it?
48, 49?
Yes.
49, I think. There was an election petition. He contested J.R. Devardhan in 1948.
That's right.
Then there was an election petition. He was defeated. Bodhipala was defeated. He was a little behind it. Then the election petition was filed against J.R. Devardhan. He was reluctant to file the petition. But the party insisted that he should file a petition. And Buddha Rakhira Thero also was interested in filing the petition. He was financing the whole thing. Then Buddha Rakhita Bhattan wrote down and got his signature and petition was filed. When the petition was being heard, I think the petition was bad for J.R. Devardhan. J.R. Devardhan brought out a file from the prison. There, Bodhipala has made a confession of given some secret out. During the time that when these people were in hiding, Bodhipala has said, in order to get transferred from one cell to another, he has given certain information about Philip and others who were in India, hiding in India. And they were arrested. How it happened was this. Prithi Perra was also a detainee in family, Bogambara.
Yeah.
And then Philip, Prithi Perra, Edward Samarakodi, all these people were together. And this fellow was a proletarian. You see, he didn't have these petty bourgeois manners of dress, eating, drinking, and so on. This fellow, with the tarong tucked up and so on, he used to come with a cigar and used to smoke the cigar. The torn hatter banyans also. Ready for it? Bring on to all that. Ready for it? But then what happened? I'm going to have a hand. So, Surut to Bhoomi, what happened to you? So this fellow,
I am not going to change my life.
Go from the finger, between the fingers also. And he used to make a noise when he ate. So Vegi has said, Bodhi Bakhanana Kapilangarela Kandada. I am in the house. I am in the Bakhan. This fellow used to come. Huh? You are people who are socialists. Well, come when you want. All this, Bhuja, nice trees and so on. Then, Reggie had been putting sand into the plate of rice that Bodhipala was eating. Philip tried to stop this but couldn't. Then superintendent of prison noticed. One day Bodhipala has gone and said, well, sir, if I stay here, I'll one day kill this fellow. So the best thing that you can do to me is to transfer me to some other place. Then then they said, then we will transfer you, provided you give out all the papers.
But see, if NMLM was there, they had escaped here.
They had escaped at that time, when Reggie Parvan, he was saying,
Reggie
was put in jail later.
I see.
You see? That's how he became a traitor.
So because of that, when they had brought this up, what happened?
Then he was sort of, his whole evidence was broken up, no? And after that,
in effect, he was blackmailed.
Blackmailed, and he the following day, the party expelled him.
So then
he was a Philippine.
He was a Philippine MS. What happened to him later? Later he got into MP. But Chandra the Manav Singh, didn't he have Chandra?
He was done the MP.
How did that happen?
Because they were the people who said, particularly Chandra the Manav Singh, that the socialist movement should be integrated with the national movement, move for people of language, culture, and religion, new revival. And then others were saying, no. You see?
Others does not include Philip.
Huh?
Others does not include Philip. And then others.
No. Same thing for Philip. These people were saying, no. We all strong these people. Okay. Social innovation doesn't mean that. Huh? So Manav Singh was in the Sankha people. Edited. He was running a special column.
He is the fact that
you
know.
Yeah. Directly.
No, that's all right. Yes. Yeah. When was that? After the merger?
Mark in his thinking at that
time. Then why didn't he, when he left the crowd, why didn't he join Philip? Why did he go to Philip?
Oh, yes.
No.
Maybe...
Attend to that
classroom. Financially was down.
You get the original document. Don't get there.
Huh? Financially was down and
you
I think the story of the Asia Foundation.
And then you can take
it. Some money. And
he doesn't like anybody else doing this item.
House.
Asia Foundation gave him money to build a house?
Yeah. Fact is, I know that he built a house. Bought a piece of land and built a house.
Where is it?
He told me that he's taking and getting done tomorrow. See in the
I don't know from where he got the money.
But it means besides, you are entitled to it.
He would have joined Philip. Philip was also...
Try and finish it because Cameron might go off, you see. That's the reason we are trying to
say in Valita. I know you have a lot of
in a more positive way.
They
didn't come out for single day.
Till 1955, 56.
Okay.
Really, you we were the people who were...
Just going from office.
Instrumental in getting onto the woman.
Ah.
At the start, you were laughing at us also, no?
Ah, no. He'll come and see you tomorrow.
Right. In fact, that is an interesting question. In 45, you yourself waited with Philip and NM.
Yeah.
In 50, when the merger came?
When the merger came, I was with Philip.
Now, this is very interesting. You get this, the more, shall I say, Sinhalese language and Sinhalese culture-oriented group. Most of them went with Philip and NM. A few didn't, no?
Yeah.
I think Somavira Chandrasekhar, he must have gone off on his own. He was on his own, perhaps.
He was on his own.
Mm-hmm. Chandrarathan Manav Singh went with NM and Colvin, but then broke away from them. And more important, can you remember the other group which broke away from NM and Colvin and Doric and Company in 1953? There was a big split then.
Reggie, yes. William Silva and crowd.
William Silva, Reggie, and Subha Singh.
Subha Singh.
Henry Peters.
Yes.
Those were the four leaders. Can you remember who else, apart from those four?
Those were the leaders, huh?
No, but any others, you know, who helped and who were in the party?
K.P. Silva, and who is now in the Communist Party. Brito, member of the Municipal Council, he is also CC now.
Yeah. And I think Stanley Tilakaratna.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Stanley also. See, an affection of both Subhasinghe and Stanley are in SLST.
Yeah.
And
William Sigal.
William Sigal came to the MP.
Yeah.
Now, when did you leave Philip?
1953.
Mm. On what issue?
I should think it's morally. Sinhala was also one of the issues.
Even Philip was not fully.
No, he was not. No.
Very quietly.
You see, the trouble.
That is when I came back from England, you were back in there with Philip.
Yes. Not as a member of the organization. I was just helping him because he came on to the national movement in 56, early 56. Due to
oppression.
He had an alliance with the Communist Party from 1951 to 55.
Yeah.
United Front without the other section.
You see, these people are laughing at me, when I used to say that we must have national games and so on. Dances.
I didn't know that. Yes, you must have dances and so on. We must have the Sinhala flag. Then the portraits of our national heroes. They were all laughing at me. Where do you go into this? Huh? Where do you go?
Yeah.
I just went to go.
There's no place to go.
No place to go. Where to go?
Ultimately, about 55, you must have joined KMP.
No. 62. I was determined not to join a party.
Uh-huh.
But because Mr. Lowe was a conservative, he was working with us, he was told in the student movement and so on, he came home one day and said, we are equal, I'm not going to do anything against you and so on, but he started. And mute it up, on socialistic lines.
That is 62.
62.
Then 51 to 56, what happened?
53 to 56. 53 to 56. I was kept at home. We were writing books called Subhasa. Working people, Subhasa Uplav, with GVS and
GVS?
GVS, 7 or 8. You see, the trouble started because of that.
I came to know him through GVS.
You see, we wrote a book. And on the, that's the first history of the socialist revolution in Russia, in Sinhala. And we had a preface to it. That in that preface, we attacked the leadership. They are trying to build up a mass of socialism. And these are the workers and the peasants should be the backbone of a socialist society. They have, even now, failed to give the spirit to the workers. They speak in English. All the books are in English. And we said our movement, book club, is for giving the theory, Marxist, classic theory, in Sinhala. And attack English as a language of the imperialist master. But the Sinhala must be the fake language. Philip didn't like that. I wrote the book. I knew I was in for trouble. I told you, well, as a result of this book, I'm in for trouble. I was the general secretary of the Harvard. Dr. Gregory knows that. And then the general secretary of the party. Philip was the general secretary. Then I said, I'm not going to sell this book to any other party member, to the Harvard. You take the distribution of the book, circulation, and I'm going to do it. He wrote the book. He went and kept the book at Buddhism and Nagalas. One of those fellows came across his book, Harvard. Within 2 days, about 500 copies were in circulation in the Harvard. Then, after about 2 weeks' time, I used to organize lunch or meetings at the Gordon Garden. There was a front between the real SSP and the CC at that time. So, actually, it was in a Peter Sinhala and all these people. We should have an address the meeting. See, what I wanted to do was to train some workers to speak. Now, here, Dr. would not speak a word of Sinhala.
Our DA?
Yes, I am. Even now, he admits that, no? I who trained him. See? Then one day, about 2 weeks after the book, was in regulation in the harbor. Anyone came with his interpreter to speak. Whole crowds started shouting, Sahodara, English in that. But English is very nice. My single very nice. You know, Let me start at 1 or 2. No, they start looting. 2 weeks later, which was not TV. We were in speed 3. So there are some beginnings of the single only cry in the city.
Oh, yes. As you say, I think it's because of the independence cry and also the romantic feel and various factors. Lots of people joined the RSSP, but found that they were not really practicing socialism. There was no egalitarianism there. You can understand the English language barrier. And of course, personal differences came in Philips. But I think it's noticeable that the more single-oriented people tended to go with Philip rather than with the other crowd.
Because we branded them as Pala Bolsheviks, no? Pala Bolsheviks. Bohemian. Those were the epithets used against them. Pala Bolsheviks, Bohemian.
But, what about Vernon Kulsekar? Wasn't he one of those?
Yes.
But he went with Philip.
He went with Philip, but he was in spirit with them. He was a Patinhala. Pala Bohemian type, no?
In fact, now in...
Yes, sir.
When you joined the party as a youngster, what happened to you in the war years?
In the war years, the CID was after me.
Were you in the open wing or the underground wing?
Open wing. What people knew, then during the war, there was a by-election in the Kottai Urban Council. That was soon after I passed my matric. Then we people said, now you must contest. It's only the Vatki, my teacher. You must contest. So I contested. Contested the independent socialist. I said socialist. Then all the literature was in red and so on. Then I was called up by articles. The CID, question for about 6 hours. When he wanted to go, I said, I'm a socialist. No, you're Samasamaji. I said, no. Then he wanted to know the difference between Samasamaji and socialism. So I explained to him also.
You were in no hurry.
I explained to him also. Then he said, all these Samasamajis, the note of Samasamajis are coming to your house. They may be coming and to be present, I know them. But I'm not an official candidate of the Samasamaji party. So he told me, be careful. So.
You're not put in jail?
No.
Yeah, when it came out, when the war was over and this party split, were you on the Politburo or the committee of the... In what language did they have these meetings? That's the bad answer. Central committee meeting?
Central committee meeting in English and Sinhala.
Both?
Yes. They were never able to speak in English and translate to Sinhala. But the party conferences were in English. But central committee meeting, mostly in English.
What about the study groups?
Study groups in English and Sinhala both.
Then why was it necessary to emphasize this Sinhala movement within the party? There seems to have been some recognition, for practical reasons, some recognition of the vernacular.
Because the people who are being elected to various houses were English educated. And there was a class division, no? They were looking down upon single educated men.
You could feel
it. Yes.
In the attitude and they bossed the show.
Bossed the show. And we are not making any headway, no? If it is going to be a mass movement, it must spread to the workers and the peasants also, no? So that very many of us felt that our campus was very narrow.
There was an attempt to start a workers and peasants party by a chap called A.E. Gunasekara to start the war. Was he the man who initiated it or was that a CP front?
He who initiated it. I don't think there was anybody behind him.
No one behind him?
No one behind him. See, now it's Samagrasan. President of Samagrasan peasants organization. If workers and peasants party, sometimes the Anwar Group.
He was then too.
Did he come that area?
No, he went and settled around there. He was not from that area. Even the water, there. He was there.
What background did he come?
Middle class.
Oh, middle class. Not at all the background. A proctor?
English educated.
And there was just a short story when the CP was captured by Abhigwadana,
Vinny.
Was that a more single-oriented crowd?
Yes. He was also one of those people who did that.